And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, member FDIC. Jesse Allen Robinson has been sentenced to 30 days in jail after entering a no-contest plea to a misdemeanor animal cruelty charge. Defense attorney Kyle T. O'Meara argued that a conflict with the defendant's brother prevented him from caring for the dog, which has since been surrendered. Robinson received 1 day of credit for time served and was granted work release privileges. He is ordered to report to the county jail by noon on August 28th. The court assessed $725 in fines and cost, but declined to impose additional probation. And a Huron County judge has upheld a traffic citation following an appeal in district court. Judge Gerald Prill presided over the case of James Richard Leach III, who was cited for exhibition driving on June 17th in Bad Axe. Officer McGrath testified that he observed Leach's Dodge pickup truck moving faster than heavy traffic on southbound North Van Dyke Road, accompanied by loud exhaust and multiple lane changes. Leach, representing himself, argued he was not speeding and claimed the noise was caused by a defective exhaust manifold. He submitted an invoice for repairs completed in August as evidence. However, Judge Prill noted the officer's testimony that the vehicle was quiet when it left the scene after the stop. The judge ruled that Leach violated the basic speed law. The hearing also addressed a procedural appeal from the prosecution. Judge Prill determined that a previous magistrate had overstepped by dismissing the original charge and unilaterally amending it to a minor speeding violation, citing a separation of powers issue, which he noted was only able to be changed by the prosecutor. Leach's $115 bond was applied to cover the cost of the citation. Judy Marie Whiteside appeared today before Judge Gerald Prill in Huron County Circuit Court to face a charge of first-degree criminal sexual conduct. The alleged offense occurred between January 1st and December 31st of 2024. During the proceedings, Whiteside waived her right to a preliminary examination, and a plea of not guilty was entered on her behalf. Defense attorney Kyle T. O'Meara requested a referral to the State Forensic Center for the determination of criminal responsibility, citing significant concerns regarding the defendant's mental health, specifically referencing a previous bipolar diagnosis. Judge Prill granted the request pending the filing of a formal petition by the defense. The court continued the existing bond, and a pretrial hearing is scheduled for November 4th at 10 a.m. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor and a brief public service announcement.
130 years, that's generations of families, thousands of local businesses, and countless dreams started right here in Michigan's Thumb. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Since 1896, Bayport State Bank has been more than just a bank. We've been part of the story, from first farms and first homes to growing businesses and expanding operations. We've stood beside our neighbors every step of the way. And here's what hasn't changed in 130 years. Local decisions made by local people who truly understand our Thumb area community, our lenders, our leadership, and our team live here, work here, and care about what happens here. We make banking simple, personal, and dependable with no-fee checking and free monthly statements, savings options for every stage of life, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, 11 local ATMs, plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. 130 years strong and still proudly serving the place we call home. Bayport State Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said,
if it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.